Get help today. Call 1-800-RI-SOBER. That's 1-800-747-6237 or visit adcare.com.
The following paid program is furnished by Service Matters. It is for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. AM 790 Talk and Business and Navigant Credit Union presents Service Matters with your hosts, Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Join them this hour to talk about local, regional, and global service and the great work performed by service organizations throughout Southern New England. They'll feature guests from scouts to Lions to church groups to veterans and more. If you're interested in giving back, paying it forward, or meeting folks who do, you've come to the right place. Service Matters, brought to you by Navigant Credit Union, celebrating a century, looking forward to the next 100. Now, here's your hosts, Rotarians Dave Clifton and Rona Mann.
Good afternoon and welcome once again to another edition of Service Matters. Yes, we're live here on AM 790 WPIV. We are indeed a Cumulus station. I'm Dave Clifton.
I'm Rona Mann, and Dave, Gung Hei Fat Choi. Happy Chinese New Year.
Thank you very much, and we'll have the Chinese food directly after the show.
Good with me.
We're going to be with you folks from 3 to 4 p.m. on this 16th day of February. It's about 50 degrees outside of our studios. It's going down to 40 this evening, and tomorrow, get your shovels out, folks. We understand that the snow will be here. And you enjoyed a day off last week.
I didn't have a day off. I had a day away from you, but I was working.
That's a day off.
Oh, it certainly is.
Today we have some wonderful guests in our studios. We probably have more guests than chairs, but we're going to have a good time today because we're going to talk about Rotary. No, we're not talking about the island of grass that you drive around when you're in your vehicle. I know that's a true story. But we are going to talk about Rotary, an organization. It's a worldwide humanitarian organization of men and women, business and professional people united together to serve. They have a motto, service above self. They have a mission to do good in the community and to reach beyond to do good in the world. We have on the telephone line right now the district governor of District 7950. He's from the Rotary Club of Weymouth, Massachusetts, and in the studio, we have the district governor-elect of 7950, Bill Tennant from the Rotary Club of Braintree. We also have the district governor nominee designee, and what that means is shortly she will become the DGN, the district governor nominee, Charlene Jarris, and she's from the Rotary Club of Fall River, Massachusetts.
These Massachusetts clubs, you notice that?
Yes, so we're going to go right to Rhode Island now. We have from Patuxent Valley. She was the president of her club before, and she's the president this year. Her name is Tara Warner, and she has a responsibility at the district level, and that's to head up communications. And we're going to hear from her as a co-chair of the multi-district conference. We thank you all so much for joining us here at AM 790. This show started out as a Rotary show. It's kind of spread out. It continues to talk an awful lot about the importance of Rotary. And one of the things that Ron and I like about this show, it talks about positive things that happen in our community. If we get someone out there that wants to talk negative, you can give us a call, but we'll push a button and move on to some positive things. Thank you for joining us, District Governor Steve Serta from District 7950.
Hi, Steve.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be here with you today.
And we appreciate you calling in. District Governor, maybe you can tell us, what does a district really involve in terms of territory, and how many clubs do you work closely with?
Well, that's an easy question, Dave. We've got 65 clubs in the district. The district goes from the northern part of the district, would be Braintree, Milton, Quincy in Massachusetts, all the way down the South Shore, including out to Route 95. It incorporates all of Cape Cod and the two islands, southeastern Mass, and all of Rhode Island. So it's about a two-hour drive from the northern part of the district to the opposite southern part of the district.
Steve, are you on a speakerphone? It doesn't sound like we're getting the best quality out of it.
I am actually on a speakerphone. I'm on a headset.
Ah. Well, maybe you can do something because we need good quality from you.
Maybe I can try it this way. Does it make a difference?
I'm looking to our producer. Is it any better, Maya?
Well, Steve, why don't we just continue our conversation? I know that you've been a long-time Rotarian. You've had the honor and privilege of serving our Rotary District this year. Why does a guy like Steve Serta join Rotary? There's people out there in our listening audience would like to know, why do people join this organization? They do lots of great things. Tell us about it.
Well, when I was in business, I had a small business that was very community-oriented. So before I even knew about Rotary, I was, as a businessman, I was contributing to the elementary school and helping the library and donating to the girls' softball team and doing all those things. And then someone explained to me what Rotary was. Well, Rotary does the same thing. Rotary gives back to the community to make the community we live in much, much better. So once I realized that I was doing Rotary things before I even knew what Rotary was, I got a chance to join with other like-minded individuals who are doing the same thing that I'm doing. And we work locally in our community, we work on a district level, and we work internationally to do good things and to make the world a little better place to live.
Speaking of internationally, maybe you can tell our audience and the people that aren't familiar with what you have done for Safe Passage and what Safe Passage is.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I do to Safe Passage, but Safe Passage does more to me, for me, than I do for it. So with that going forward, 11 years ago, I had an opportunity to bring a group of high school students, a group called Interact, to Guatemala, where we worked with the children and families who live in the Guatemala City dump. It was a project started by a young woman from Maine who went to Guatemala to learn how to speak Spanish. Next thing you know, she was looking at people and families living in the Guatemala City dump. She was watching moms go into the dump to try to find food and clothing and anything of value that they could possibly trade to buy food, materials that they could use to build a house with, and that's the way they were living. And this woman, Hanley Denning, decided that she couldn't leave. She couldn't come back to the state. She had to stay down there and do something. So she started a program called Safe Passage. I'm very fortunate that I've been gone down for the past 11 years. I bring students down. I bring other teachers. I bring Rotarians, adults, and we get a chance to just help out. And one American dollar goes a real, real long way to help out those families.
Well, that's a terrific program, Steve, and hats off to you and to other Rotarians with the Weymouth Club who have stepped up to the plate to make that happen. And for the folks out there that are listening, the Rotary Foundation's top priority is to eradicate polio in the world, and we're going to talk about that sometime during the show. But, Steve, you certainly can hang on, but we do have another caller on the line. He's also a district governor. You have something in common with him. You're sharing a multi-district conference, which is coming up in May. District Governor Dave Mangs, thank you for joining us. He's from District 7980. Thank you so much for joining us here on AM 790. Can
Welcome,
you hear me?
Welcome, Dave.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And Dave, I know I asked the same question to District Governor Steve. Why did a guy like you join Rotary? And of course, it's a big commitment.
Well, you know what happened is, I moved down to Connecticut with my wife, who was at UConn Law School, and began a new career. I'd been a social worker working with low-income kids and ex-offenders and high school dropouts and set up programs in Illinois and Massachusetts, and started a new career as a financial advisor, but I missed that service aspect that of my life. And about 5 years after starting my new career, which I'm still doing many years later, I realized I needed a service organization. And so I started researching. You know, there's a lot of them out there, you know, Lions, Kiwanis, and the others. And in my humble opinion, what ended up happening is I believe that Rotary was the preeminent service organization on planet Earth. You know, and as I look at it today, we're in 200 countries. We've got 1.2 million members, and these. And it's locally based, and it's volunteer. I wasn't looking for another career. I was looking for a volunteer opportunity where I could try to make a difference in a community and in the global world. And that was 25 years ago, David. So
it's amazing. Rotary does have that motto, service above self. Even the Lions International, their motto is we serve. And,
yeah.
Of course... it's so important that to understand that towns and cities can't handle everything through their budgets. They need volunteers, and thank God for organizations like Rotary, the Lions Club, Kwanians. There's all kinds of organizations out there.
Dave Mangs, perhaps you can tell us, you were introduced as past district governor of District 7980.
Yeah, 7890.
7980, and, right.
Yep.
And what does that encompass? What area?
Well, you know, we include the four western counties of Massachusetts and the four northern counties of Connecticut. So very often when Rotary sets up its districts, there's about 535 of them on planet Earth, they try to cut across states and they try to cut across countries. It's like my good friend Steve Serta's district covers Massachusetts and Rhode Island, right through the Cape and all of Rhode Island. It's a similar thing. In order to break down barriers between states and to break down barriers between countries, and part of that is our goal of international peace and understanding and adding diversity to the membership, and it makes it a lot more interesting.
Dave, we have both you and Steve, both of you are district governors this year for this Rotary year. I know that your president has a motto. Would you like to share that with the viewing audience? Steve, why don't you step
we
in if you could.
We have a viewing audience?
I meant listening audience. Might want to give people an idea what the motto is of our current president of Rotary International.
Well, it's making a difference, which makes a whole lot of, I think it's a great theme, because Rotary clubs, each Rotary club does community service and international service, and they're trying to make a positive difference in the world, you know, largely focused around, you know, six areas of focus, you know, and that would be disease, treatment and prevention, maternal and child health, international peace and conflict resolution and mediation. You know, we have
and community
education and literacy, sustainable economic development are all included, and maternal and child health. And, you know, just about everything we do, this is sort of like what we call the pyramid of peace. It allows us to try to change the world for the better, with the idea that ultimately we can raise everyone's standard of living, deal with clean water issues, is absolutely going to be huge in the coming century.
Dave, we'd like to thank both you and Steve as district governors to appreciate the efforts that you folks go through in your leadership role in each district. We're going to have to take a break right now.
When we come back, we're going to be talking about the district conference, this multi-district conference that both these gentlemen will be heading up. And we've got other guests, so we will be back shortly. This is 790 WPRV.
Sponsored by United States.
Good.
Add your talent to a dynamic company. United States Traffic Network seeks a motivated account executive to join the sales team. Send your resume to ustrafficnetwork.com/careers.
Hi, this is Sarah Bain, head coach of the Brown Bears women's basketball team. Join us for our game Saturday, February 24th at 4 p.m. as we take on Ivy League rival Cornell. This is our last regular season game of the year, so please help us pack the Pizzatola Center as we make our run to the Ivy League tournament.
Pull up three is good. She knew
that
when she let it go.
The Brown versus Cornell women's game is presented by Alex Anani. Visit brownbears.com for game and ticket information.
European and Japanese cars need special attention. Expertise, the kind that you'll find at Elite Auto Repair. Elite Auto offers quality service and repairs for European and Japanese vehicles. Loan of cars during repairs, as well as pickup and delivery. Our ASE Master Certified technicians are service-oriented, honest, and have the latest in technology to get your vehicle back on the road. 1587 Post Road in Warwick, EliteAutoRI.com. Building relationships for the road ahead.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop. The threats would stop. It was easy, like, one, two, three.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. That's right. With Grasshopper, you get all of the features of a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use directly on your cell phone. You get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to your team. And you can work from anywhere using Wi-Fi calling or our desktop app. And with our mobile app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. Voicemails are transcribed and sent to your email, so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. Grasshopper.com/radio.
Mom, Dad, I'm in eighth grade now. That means those years of peer pressure are way behind me. From here on out, it's all about good grades and living up to your totally realistic expectations. Alcohol is probably the last thing on my mind. Like you said, I'm too young to drink. When I'm with my friends, all we talk about are current events and boy bands. We're definitely not curious about what alcohol tastes like or why the older kids drink. And do I notice when you have a drink at dinner? Of course not. Just like I haven't noticed where you keep the alcohol. Oh, and if the opportunity arises to talk to me about drinking, you should definitely continue to avoid it. And if you do bring it up, just remind me that I'm too young. That'll probably do the trick.
Real kids are curious about alcohol. 40% try it by the eighth grade. Start a real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early, talk often, get others involved. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now back to Service Matters with Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Call them now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Yes, and welcome back to Service Matters. Dave Clifton here along with Rona Mann, and today we're talking about Rotary. We have two district governors on the telephone line with us. One from Massachusetts and Rhode Island, that's his district. And Dave Mangs has a district in Connecticut. Gentlemen, we'd like to thank you both so much for your hard work and effort leading your districts with many clubs, many responsibilities. And I'm so happy to see that you both are teaming up to do a multi-district conference. We're going to hear from one of your coordinators, but we did want to give you the appropriate send-off by thanking you so much. Keep up the good word, and of course, the good work, I should say, especially with that Rotary four-way test and that Rotary motto, Service Above Self.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you, Dave, very much for joining us. I guess they're gone.
Yes.
Okay.
But we certainly wanted to thank them anyways. But we do have a young lady joining us right now. She's from the Rotary Club of Patuxent Valley, Rhode Island. She's a member of her club, and her club, of course, is a member of District 7950. She has the responsibility of being in charge of communications for our district, but she also is co-chairing with someone from the other district to handle the district conference coming up. Tell us about it. What's the date, the time, the place, and some of the exciting programs and speakers?
Well, we should introduce. This is Tara Warner. I think we did everything but her name. So welcome, Tara.
No, I mentioned her name, but she certainly deserves an appropriate introduction.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate being here today. It's an honor and a privilege, especially co-chairing the conference. I do this professionally as an event planner, but to have an opportunity to do this with Rotary was really very, very cool. So just as far as the date of the conference, it's actually May 18th through 20th, 2018, and it's at Plymouth, Mass, at Hotel 1620. And we have a variety of programming lined up between speakers, breakout sessions. We have the House of Friendship. Actually, Dave, you're going to be doing a broadcast there with Rona on Friday afternoon. And then every year we have some delicious meals, but this year we have Surf and Turf on Saturday night. Ooh. So that's really exciting. Wow. And everyone's highlights are the hospitality suites. So
absolutely.
We will have those as well.
Especially the one that Braintree does. We're going to talk about Braintree shortly. Tara, for those who are not familiar with Rotary, talk about the House of Friendship, because I think that's one of the best things in any conference, and people out there may not know what we're talking about.
Sure. So the House of Friendship is an area where you can put any project or ongoing organizational or club thing that's going on there and feature it with displays, presentations. There's also going to be refreshments available there throughout Friday and Saturday. And there are limited spots. So I would say to the clubs who are interested in showcasing, if you're interested, please send me information, and my information is actually on both websites. There's a form to sign up on, and just get your information in soon.
And you got a crazy video too, I saw.
We do, yes. Dave Mangs and Steve Serta did a great job with shooting on site in Plymouth back in, I believe it was September, and we're actually going to be featuring some bloopers at the conference this year in May. So
are you going to dress them up like pilgrims, like Joe Clancy did the last time we were in Plymouth?
Actually, yes. So if you go to the district websites, both videos are there promoting it. And they did a great job showcasing it. And there's a lot of comedy within those videos.
I understand that Jeff Catterett will be there. He's the incoming director of Rotary International. He represents Zone 32. Which includes the six New England states, New York, New Jersey, parts of Pennsylvania, and Bermuda. And we're looking forward to interviewing him at the conference.
Yes, he's actually going to be speaking on Friday, May 18th at 7 p.m. So if you're interested in seeing him, that's the day to go. We also have three more highlights for speakers. Mark Mitmini, and I always say his name wrong, so I apologize for that, but he's the police chief of Manchester, Connecticut, and he's going to be speaking about responding to the opioid crisis on Friday during lunchtime.
That is indeed an important topic.
Definitely. And then Francesca Giovannini, she is the program director for global security and international affairs at the American Academy. She's going to be speaking on Saturday at 8:30 in the morning, and she's going to be talking about a nuclear resistance and why nuclear weapons and nuclear energy will play a central role in the next decade. And lastly, our highlight for Saturday night is going to be Bill Gourmont. He's a magician and also a Rotarian, and he's going to be doing the magic of Rotary, engaging members to create a winning team.
Tara, where is he from? Where is he a Rotarian?
I believe upstate New York.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's very important to listen to what he has to say. Certainly, there's lots of magic in Rotary. We certainly thank you so much for your efforts to work together with another district to plan a conference to accommodate everybody's needs.
For those Rotarians who are out there, tell them why Rotarians always seem in this district to get a terrible reputation for procrastination, and why they shouldn't procrastinate.
So you should not procrastinate because we actually have a limited supply of hotel rooms, and we want to make sure that everyone signed up by May 1st. Unfortunately, if you sign up after that point in time, we can't guarantee you a hotel room, but you will be able to make a hotel reservation at other area hotels in Plymouth.
And I noticed on the registration, for those who are not able, whether it's financially or with other commitments, to go for the whole package, you've got so many different options where they can come in just for a meal, they can come in for a full day, they can stay for one night as well as two.
We did. We had a lot of flexibility in planning the fees for the event. The better deal, honestly, and the better value is to buy a package. So I would highly encourage that. If you are a local, you're just coming in for the day or just for a meal, there are a la carte pricing options on there. And again, if you go to your district website, you'll be able to just hop on the registration on the website. There's also paper forms available.
We also have in the studio with us, and we got a telephone caller as well, we have the district governor-elect, Bill Tennant. He's from the Rotary Club of Braintree, a club that this year will be celebrating their 95th anniversary. And Bill, tell us a little bit about your training and your trip to San Diego.
You've been working hard. I mean, when you're a governor-elect, it's not that you just named. It's a three-year deal, isn't it?
Thank you, Dave and Rona. Actually, I've been told it's more like a 10-year deal.
Yeah.
Three before we get to the district governor. Deb and I just spent a wonderful week in San Diego. We rubbed shoulders with 547 of my peers, the district governors from around the world. District governor elects from around the world.
It's going to be so exciting.
It was just amazing. It's hard to describe. I was told it would be wonderful, but to be there was just amazing. We were awed by some of the projects going on around the world. These people do wonderful things everywhere.
It's amazing. We're talking Rotary, folks, if you just joined us. On the telephone line right now, we have Tim Draper. He's a Rotarian from the Rotary Club of Cumberland, Lincoln, Rhode Island.
And he pays the bills.
And he represents as the VP in charge of all kinds of things, especially marketing, over at the Navican Credit Union. Thank you for joining us, Tim Draper.
Hey, hi, everybody. Tim. How are we doing today?
We're doing great, Tim.
We're able to take nourishment.
Yeah, that's good. That's all good.
And for those who have not listened to our station before, Navican Credit Union is the sponsor of Service Matters. So what's new at Navican? Have you opened another branch this week?
No, but we just had a great networking event last night at our Warwick location, and it's the first opportunity I've actually had to get down there after all the construction and has completed, and it's a great location with an exceptional staff, and you know, we encourage anybody who's looking to give Navigant a try for their either, you know, business or personal banking needs to come on into 2100 Warwick Avenue in Warwick and visit. Linda Jose is a branch manager down there. She's assembled an awesome team, so we want you everybody to head in there and see what Navigant's all about.
Tim, on behalf of all the Rotarians that may be listening, our Rotary leader is here in the studio. We'd like to thank you so much, you and Navigant Credit Union, for sponsoring this show called Service Matters. It started out as a Rotary program. It continues to have lots of Rotary discussions. Today is strictly a Rotary program. You're Rotarian yourself. And again, lots of us thank you and all of your leadership people.
Tell us what.
You know what, Dave? I'm proud to be a Rotarian. I heard a little bit about you asking some questions of your guests and what made you become a Rotarian or why. I did not have the luxury of having my dad be a Rotarian or even anybody in my family, actually. I came on board and Gary Furtado, our CEO, whom you know, encouraged me to get involved, and it was a way for me to get involved and be part of supporting the community that fit in with my work schedule, but and also was supported by the folks here at Navigant. So once I get in, I realized all of the great local things that each individual club does, and I think that's the thing that appeals to me the most. We have two towns that our club deals with, the Cumberland and Lincoln Rotary Club. So we have organizations in each town that we try to help out. The Northern Rhode Island Food Bank, which is located in Cumberland. The seniors in Lincoln, we just came off of a very fun senior prom, we called it, senior ball, at the senior center that we put on for the seniors. It was great, and
what
it's a lot of fun.
What a great idea that
Terrific.
Is.
Yeah, and it's a you know who put that on, Rona? Was our Interact kids.
Really?
Yep.
So
the
kids
had
a ball.
There was like 30 of them there that night. It was great.
That is terrific. I was about to ask what you're doing in the Cumberland Lincoln Club, but that's a terrific event.
Yeah, and the kids did a wonderful job. That club that it's a spinoff of Rotary. It's a high school-based service organization that our clubs supports in their efforts. We provide some help and some funding and some guidance, and they just are doing a fabulous job, and that's located at Cumberland High School.
Can I
give one plug before I go?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, so the Cumberland Lincoln Rotary Club is having a Sip Saver and Support wine tasting benefit on March 15th. You can get your tickets on Eventbrite, and they're $40 each. We encourage you to come. It's in Cumberland at the Blackstone River Theater, and we are supporting our Rotary charities along with our main organization called Working on Walking.
You know what, Tim? If you could email me a flyer or something on that, we will promo that for you every week from now until March 15th.
Fabulous. I'm gonna send you this today, Rona.
Very good.
Keep up the good work, Tim Draper.
And everybody in the studio and on the phone, the district governor-elect, just you guys do a great job, and I appreciate the hard work that goes into doing what you're doing.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
You got it. Take care.
Take care.
That was Tim Draper, the VP in charge of marketing at the Navican Credit Union, a longtime Rotarian. And right now, let's talk about the Rotary Club of Fall River. We have with us in the studio Charlene Jarris. She is the district governor nominee designee. What does that mean, folks?
Title's bigger than she is.
In about 3 years, she'll be the district governor. And thank you so much for coming to the studio and joining us.
Well, thank you, Dave. The exciting thing about that is that in 2020, our club will be celebrating its centennial. And
So I
was thrilled when all of this came together. And fortunately, my club is also over the moon. So we're really excited about the whole thing.
You got a terrific club, and they do lots of great things. You meet down at White's.
Yes. Every week on Thursday at noontime, you can join us. Our club is fortunate in that we have about 85 members. And with 85 members who are movers and shakers in the community, two things happen. First of all, you have to keep them all involved in something meaningful. And secondly, that means that your whole structure, your whole program of work can become relatively sophisticated. And as a result, we've been able to do some very interesting things. For example, we have two sister clubs, one in Mexico, Carmelita's Club in Mexico, and we have another one in Ponta Delgada in the Azores. So we have a very active international committee. We have very, very active community service committee. We have an awards and allocations committee that we strive to assist other organizations in our local community. So it's exciting. We get to, as you mentioned right at the beginning of the show, we get to affect change where we live, and we get to work on the bigger picture in the world.
We certainly all have something in common, and I always think of that Rotary four-way test, Rona. Is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? And will it be beneficial to each and every person involved? Folks, if you're out there listening, Rotary is a terrific organization. They make a difference. And if you have any interest, contact your local Rotary Club, whether it be in District 7950 or any district around the world for that matter. Can you imagine the good things that happen in Rotary?
Absolutely. I want to congratulate the Fall River Rotary Club 100 years.
Yes.
And now I go back to Bill Tennant, our governor-elect. Tell us about the Braintree Club and about what's going to happen about your milestone.
Well, happily, we have going to have our 95th anniversary on April 23rd. It's the actual day of our anniversary. Sadly, I won't be able to make an important event that Rona always runs, and she's having her 25th anniversary, International Night. But I am proud to have been a member of my club for 30 years, and we are so looking forward to the event where we're going to actually celebrate our 95th anniversary.
So we're looking at Braintree, 95 years, Fall River, 100 years. My club, which is Westerly, this year is our 60th year. There's 255 years of service right there. Dave, what about the Rotary Club of Sharon? How many years?
The Rotary Club of Sharon is enjoying their 76th year as a Rotary Club of 46 members. And their big project, by the way, is Gifts of Hope.
So obviously, to people listening in that don't know a lot about Rotary, you realize this isn't some fad. This stuff works. Service goes on and on and on. Tara, what about your club?
We do a lot of fundraising throughout the year. Actually, we have one coming up on February 24th, and it's for AIDS Care Ocean State. We're doing a bowling night at Town Hall Lanes from 7:30 to 9:30, and it's all-inclusive, $25 a person. You get shoes, you get a pitcher of soda, you get a pizza per lane, 4 to 6 people per lane, and all the proceeds go to AIDS Care Ocean State.
That's terrific.
Wonderful. And of course, with 65, 64 Rotary clubs in District 7950, I guess it's official, it's 65 clubs. Lots of projects happening, and all that money that's raised goes back in to the local communities. Rona, what club are you with?
I am with the Rotary Club of Westerly.
And of course, that's on the other side of Rhode Island.
That the very other side, yeah. You can walk to Connecticut, actually.
It's interesting. When we do this show every week, Rona drives all the way from Westerly, and I come from Sharon. And I guess we both come from opposite directions. But
And we have traffic anyway in both opposite directions. Yes, we do.
Especially going home. One of the things I did want to mention, because it happens to be the top project of Rotary International and the Rotary Foundation, and that is to eradicate polio in the world. We've come a long way since 1985 to 86, when we had 355,000 cases reported. Now we're down to two countries, maybe three, because it keeps coming back. The fact is that at some point in time, Rotary is going to eliminate polio in Afghanistan and Pakistan. And we are going to celebrate as Rotarians. Can you imagine, with our partnerships, the World Health Organization, UNICEF, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention,
the Gates
Let
Foundation.
Me not forget Bill Gates Jr., who donates millions of dollars. It's terrific. Folks, there are people who have joined Rotary because they want to see us eliminate polio around the world. Can it be done? Yes, it will be done. And it's going to be done sooner than we think.
I think it's great that there's a whole generation or two of kids and young people out there that have never heard of it. When I was growing up, I can remember going to school with a boy who wound up in an iron lung. You say polio or iron lung today to a lot of people, they would have no idea what you're talking about. And I think that's a wonderful thing.
It's a great undertaking by Rotary, but Rotary is involved in lots of things. District Governor Dave talked about some of the areas of focus. There are people around the world that do have contaminated water that they're drinking. There are people that have difficulties in all aspects, not just diseases. But Rotary seems to step up to the plate and do very special things.
We're going to have to take a break shortly, but when we come back, I'd like to talk to Bill Tennant again, find out what his plans are for next year. But in the meantime, all these people are using the official pen of the Pyeongchang Olympics and Service Matters. This pen was provided to us by Len Sormonte of Payden and Associates. They are in East Greenwich, Rhode Island. If there's any kind of advertising specialty out there, they can provide it. They're into branding. They're into marketing. Len is wonderful to work with, and we thank him.
Hurry back, folks.
Sponsored by Tax Doctor. Owe the IRS. Or call the Tax Doctor to settle tax debt for less. 800-542-9112. 800-542-9112.
This is your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini. Rising mortgage rates could put a damper on home sales if they go up too fast.
If rates go significantly higher in a short time period, it definitely does. Slow activity.
Doug Duncan, chief economist at Fannie Mae, says he knows this by what happened back in 2013 when interest rates went up suddenly.
Mortgage rates rose about a full percentage point over the next 6 months, And the run rate of existing home sales fell 10% the first half of the next year.
But Duncan says rising mortgage rates won't hurt low-end housing much.
There's just no supply in the entry level. So even if some people drop out of the demand side, there's still plenty of folks waiting to get in.
The average 30-year fixed rate mortgage right now close to 4.4%, according to Freddie Mac. That puts the monthly payment on a $300,000 30-year mortgage at about $1,500 right now, up from just under $1,400 back in September. And that's your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high-commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Now back to Service Matters with Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Call them now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Thank you, Maya. Our producer, we're back here. This is Service Matters. We've been talking about Rotary today. And in our studio, we have Bill Tennant, who is the district governor-elect of District 7950. He's a member of the Rotary Club of Braintree as they prepare to celebrate their 95th anniversary. Just came back from training out in San Diego.
Can you ever be prepared, do you think, to be governor, or do you learn by doing?
You learn by doing. I'm sure there'll be many things that come up that I'm not prepared for, but we have such a great team that when something does come up, I have all the support I need.
Well, that's what I think is great. You've got past district governors in front of you. You've got people coming up like Charlene under you, and you all work as a unit.
Exactly. And our job as the district team is solely to support the 65 clubs in the district. We have no agenda. Each club is autonomous. They do their own thing. And we are there to give them all the help and support that we can. Our president-elect, Barry Rassen, has charged us with being the inspiration. That's our theme for the upcoming year, be the inspiration. So my job is to be the inspiration for the presidents and the clubs. It's not a hard thing to do because they are my inspiration. I get to visit the clubs and see what they do, and that is so inspiring.
That's terrific. I know we didn't hear from Don Saracen today. He's from the Rotary Club of Providence, Rhode Island. He's the president. That's one of the largest clubs in District 7950. And by the way, they're considered club number 22 in the Rotary world. They were the 22nd club to actually become a Rotary club. And that was back in 1911. And we certainly congratulate all the Rotarians here in the Rotary Club of Providence
and
our backyard.
On that same idea, when you say they were 22, we're talking about clubs that are 100 years old, 95 years old. And like Charlene said during the break, we should talk about diversity. Right, Charlene?
Absolutely. In terms of age, gender, anything, the Rotary Club is a very welcoming place. So I would urge you to seek us out. There's a Rotary Club in most towns and cities, and as Dave and Bill have said, we've got 65 of them. So we'll find a place for you somewhere.
And there is unity and diversity, and there's certainly unity in Rotary. And I know that Tara, you have lots of responsibilities. Not just at the club level as the club president, but also at the district level. And you have some final comments that you'd like to make.
Thank you. Yes, I am doing a survey with Billy Roberts. We've partnered up to do a membership and communication survey. And what this is trying to figure out is how the district should be communicating to the membership. And as Bill said, we're here to serve you. So we need to see how in the future we should be communicating to you, as well as speaking of diversity in the district. We're trying to figure out how to support clubs in bringing more diverse members into their clubs. And that's more so for Billy Roberts. But please, if you can, go online, fill it out. We have paper forms available on the website or within your club. And
find this on the district website?
On the district website. And please respond by March 1st. That's going to be the cutoff. And hopefully we'll have some good results.
I would also suggest, and I've said this to Steve Serta, years ago, the governor's newsletter was written and printed out and brought to the clubs. Now it's online. I don't think the average member goes to the website enough, and I think that's up to the clubs. I think the club president should be told, something should go out and tell them, hey, there's information for you on there. There's a newsletter on there. I didn't even know about the survey till just now.
Yeah, well, actually, between the district newsletter as well as the website, those are the top two forms of communication so far that we've seen on the survey with the respondents. We have only had 115. I know there are a lot more people within the district to respond. So again, I'd encourage you to please go out, fill that out, mail it, go on.
I'll mention it Monday night at my club because it's the first we've heard of it, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. And
thank you.
And Charlene, I know you've got something that you said, if I don't do this, my club will kill me.
I did. March 16th is a very big day for us. We're going to have our annual Affair to Remember, which is our major fundraiser. And this year we've added a new twist to it. We have the Improv from Newport.
Really?
Is going to entertain us. And it's a silent auction. It's a great fun night.
It's a Friday, right? A Friday night.
Yes, March 16th.
And where will this be?
This is going to be at Bristol Community College in Fall River. And you can go to the website for the Fall River Rotary, which is frrotary.org, and learn all about it.
And you don't have to be a Rotarian to come and
absolutely
have fun.
Absolutely not. We welcome everyone.
And seeing, Rona, this is a Rotary show, I would like to certainly thank my club, the Rotary Club of Sharon. They work together in conjunction with the Lions Club at the local level, and they presented a program for an entire year during the Rotary Foundation's 100th anniversary and the 100th anniversary of Lions International. They did a program called The Town of Sharon Salutes Diversity, and of course the Lions logo and the Rotary logo was listed. They had lots of activities that happened during the course of the year. And we did it because there's lots of diversity in the community as well as in the local club. Bill, any final comments you'd like to make about the Rotary Club of Braintree?
Not necessarily the Club of Braintree, but it's important that the public know. If you want to know more about Rotary, Google Rotary.org. You can go to our district website, just Google Rotary 7950. And if you even wanted to find out about an individual club, Google that. We're on Facebook. Most clubs have a Facebook page.
Like Charlene said, there's one in almost every town.
Exactly.
Next big project coming up for the Rotary Club of Westerly, Rhode Island.
The next big project is our scholarship auction. We give scholarships to local kids, and that's going to be in May. But I'm here every week, so I can push it. I'd rather hear from the rest of the people here.
Any other final comments, folks? It's been absolutely terrific to have you all on the year. And to talk about a subject that we're all familiar with, Rotary.
I just want to say thank you so much for the opportunity. I really had a good time, and it's been a pleasure seeing all of you again.
Very good. Well, we look forward to seeing you again. We've still got 4 minutes, so if anybody wants to say anything further, Tara, did you want to talk about the conference again and just remind people when it is, give another push for getting online and signing up?
Sure. May 18th through 20th. And again, you can go online, as Rona had mentioned, or you can fill out a paper form and mail it to our registrar, who's Valerie Perry. And it's just going to be a great time. I think that this is going to be one of those conferences that people remember for years to come. So I would definitely promote and encourage you all to join and come to the conference.
And to our listening audience out there, let me ask you a few questions. Do you want to give back to your community? Do you want to feel good about yourself by serving and helping others? Do you want to step up to the plate and help with the fight to eradicate polio in the world? Do you want to get together with other business and professional people, maybe on a weekly basis? Join an organization called Rotary. And if you don't have the time for Rotary, there are other organizations out there that also are very much involved in serving.
I don't think, you know, a lot of people feel that Rotary is too big a commitment. I've heard that. You know, I can't come every week. I can't do this every week. Well, there are options. Rotary International has given options. You talk to your local Rotary Club, and they'll tell you how you can be a Rotarian, how you can serve without that terrible commitment of being tied to something every week, although we like to see it every week.
Rotarians are members of their local Rotary Club. Local Rotary Clubs are members of Rotary International. And that's really what the makeup is. And it was said earlier, we have 1.2 million Rotarians around the world from 537 districts, involved in over 200 countries. And guess what? 35,000 Rotary Clubs. And we continue to grow. We're looking to increase the membership, but we want people who are going to be dedicated to the cause, which is to serve.
That's right. We will see you next week when we salute the Young Marines. We are going to have the Young Marines Association of Rhode Island, and I believe we're going to have the Young Marines of Fall River. I haven't gotten a firm commitment yet from them, but I do have the Young Marines from Rhode Island, and we're going to have a house full again, another little village in
this
here.
This would be a great opportunity for the son-in-law to call in.
The son-in-law, yes. I knew you were going to bring up that you got about 4 seconds. Tell everybody who your son-in-law is.
Well, he was just made a general about a year ago in the U.S. Marine Corps at age 48. That's our final song. It's called What a Wonderful World, and what a wonderful world it is. Louis Armstrong sings it the best. But it's a wonderful world because of Rotarians like yourselves who step up to the plate, who serve, who do the best they can to give above and beyond the call of duty. I'm Dave Clifton.
I'm Rona Mann.
Bidding you farewell from our studios here in East Providence, we say to each of you, go forth to serve like they do in Rotary. Do it with a smile on your face. And if you're going to do something good to help someone out, do it with the dignity that it deserves.
Go have an egg roll.
Thank you, Rotary.
What a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow